Nolte, 11-year-old transgender kid is Grand Marshal of Orlando Pride Festival Parade. By John Nolte on October 22, 2023. The parents of a little 11-year-old boy are dressing him up as a girl and allowing a bunch of perverts to exploit him as the Grand Marshal of Orlando's Come Out with Pride Festival Parade. A kid. A little kid. An 11-year-old boy was put on sexual display by his own parents, cross-dressed in pink heart-shaped sunglasses and a floral gown. As the saying goes, having an 11-year-old transgender kid is like having a vegetarian cat. We all know who's making the decisions here. She's just always gravitated toward girl things, girls' toys. 11-year-old Dempsey Jara's school teacher mom Jamie Jara told the media. The school teacher mom added, she'd say, I'm a girl in my heart and my brain. She's been on this journey since she was 5, and she's living her best life. Of course, mom is a school teacher. Of course, she is. Do they teach Munchausen by proxy at her school? It is beyond my comprehension that 200,000 people on the planet would be okay with sexually exploiting a little boy like this, much less 200,000 in one city. But an estimated 200,000 people turned out to the Orlando event, and Dempsey, who arrived from his home in Long Island, New York, insisted he would continue standing tall in my identity. It gets worse. Listen to how this little kid, who should be watching cartoons and worrying about girl cooties, has been brainwashed to spew the correct talking points. Being transgender is not about a choice, the 11-year-old boy dressed in a floral gown by his abusive parents told the media, adding, it's about standing tall in my identity even when it's really hard. If you think this kid came up with that pseudo-nonsense all on his own, you know nothing about kids. An 11-year-old boy should be about baseball, scraped knees, video games, kickball, sleepovers, too much TV, too much candy, whining about having to take the garbage out, and complaining about the size of his allowance. Instead, his parents have stripped him of all that precious innocence and, for their own self-gratification, made him Grand Marshal of a parade celebrating adult sexuality. Listen to his mom justify her and her husband's narcissistic abuse. Dempsey has been gender non-conforming since the age of 18 months old. Basically since she was able to express herself, Mother Munchausen explained. She always gravitated to dolls, dresses, and sparkly objects. Then we come to the true motive, how it brings attention to the parents. Once I began sharing our daughter's journey publicly, I started receiving a flood of messages and calls from friends, acquaintances and absolute strangers in similar situations asking for help and guidance with their transgender or gender non-conforming children, Jamie said. This continues to present day. I feel that in a small way I am doing my part helping the very marginalized transgender community. Being a parent is never easy, it takes everything you have, pretty much every single day. A lot of people have commented that Dempsey is lucky to have me as her mom. I feel just the opposite. I feel lucky to have Dempsey as my child. I expect the left and the corporate media to do evil things like incentivize this kind of mind-warping, forever damaging child abuse. Evil's gonna evil. But to see parents look at their own 18-month-old baby boy and do something like this, that's beyond my comprehension. I wouldn't exploit my dogs this way, and these two are destroying their own precious son for the rest of his life. This is more proof that people are pretty much capable of any outrage, even against their own child, when they forget hell exists. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. If you enjoy the book, Amazon reviews help enormously. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.